Yeah, Rashi learns and Bava Metzia differently.
Okay.
What?
I still understand.
Rashi learns that Shoma, that the reason why that Moshel Shoma Chinon, so in that case, he'll still be putter on everything he was always putter on. And we don't say he was a Poshea because he gave it over to an inferior Shmira. That's the Rashi
Moshel. Let's say the Adam is stolen from the Shoma Chinon, so
then
he's still putter?
No, that's Dava Pashit.
That what?
That he's going to be chayev.
First shalom be chayev?
Who?
The first shalom.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Even though if you say...
If the shalom chinam is potter?
Yeah.
So the shalom chinam is potter. So...
Well, I thought he says Masalik himself from Shmir.
Who was?
The first three shalom. If you hold shalom shalom, the shalom is potter, even Garui Shmir also.
Right, as long as you get to that vast.
As long as you have bandas, yeah.
So you give it to Shamachinam, so it's like a Shemira, so now it gets stolen.
Yeah, but you can't potter yourself from.
So are you saying that he's not Masalik himself?
It's only, in other words, if it was Pshia on the part of the Shamachinam and he's Chayiv, the Shamachinam is not Chayiv.
But there's just Kinev and Aveda.
And Gnev Eli has to be Chayim.
The Shomer Rishon has to be Chayim?
It has to.
So isn't that against the Rechayim?
Why?
Because the Rechayim is saying, according to the Sfar of Shomer Shema, Shomer Shomer is Potter. So that the idea is that the Shomer Rishon is Masalik himself for Gamri. He's no longer a Shem Shomer at all. He's no longer...
According to his Pshat and Rebbe?
I mean...
That's only if you hold like the Rebbe that the Bailam could be Mafkir himself from the Mezikim.
But isn't that like a separate point?
Could not refer to the other right. No, the other right that holds Rocha.
You tell me vis-a-vis the Nizak.
What?
You're talking about vis-a-vis the Nizak?
Right.
I'm not saying vis-a-vis the Nizak. I'm saying the Gufa, the Shmir's Gufa itself. On that, the Chavetz itself. The Chavetz itself is stolen.
So how could it be Potter?
Because he's besides, like he returned to the bomb. He's done. He's done with the Shmir, returned to the bomb. I understand, but that's what
Chaim is
saying.
Yeah, you're going to sell yourself your Shmira. I mean, you have nothing to do with Shmira anymore. Even though it's to a lesser guy, as long as you get
to
Bandas,
you're going to sell it. You're going to yourself from the Shmira insofar as the next Shema can pick it up. But you can't be Masalik yourself from the Shmira if the second guy can't pick it up.
So what does it mean, even if it's Gurei Gara or the Shmira son?
Oh, so Rashi says, that's a Rashi. So Rashi explains that you still putter on everything that you putter on. If something happens, they eat the Shomer, for instance, Onsen. So the Shomer Socha is putter on Onsen. And we don't say that he's a Poshea because he gave it over to an inferior Shmira.
Right, but once you can say that Shomer Rishon is Chai for gave an Aveda, then this whole Rechaim doesn't make any sense.
Why not?
Because Rechaim is saying that the question is, can you misalik yourself legamri from the being a shomer, and you no longer have the shem shomer, you no longer have the shem bialim at all from the merged from shomer.
Right. You say you're still a shomer vis-a-vis Gnevo Eda.
Right.
Then you're still talking to bialim, that's how he's being a zikim.
Only vis-a-vis that.
Now, if the animal did,
you only gave over half of the shmir.
Oh, so according to the first answer, the writer, that if the animal damages, the baal is always chayiv.
The first answer that the baal, the first one, or sorry,
the one where the baal is still chayiv.
Okay.
So now, since the shomer rishon is still shomer, he should be chayiv if the animal damages somebody.
Okay.
So the Reb Chaim is saying, no, it's contingent on the stakir. When you say Shomer Shmos Shachom, Shomer is Pater Chayiv. But if you say Pater, he's really Masalik himself again, he no longer has a shame bialim at all. And even if the animal damages, it's just going to be the bialim and the second Shomer. But the first Shomer is out of the picture once he gives it over to the second Shomer.
What was Reb Chaim's, how do you define the Mahalas? Is Shomer Shmos Shachom a personal thing?
Right.
So then he could have all these tears. Right. His tainus, right?
Right.
Or is Shomer Shmos LaShomer an abstraction?
Right.
I mean, when the Baal creates a shomer, it's an abstraction, an objective abstraction of an institution.
Right.
So then, as long as he gives it to a bar das, he's objectively fine.
Well, it's considered like he returned it to the Baal.
That's what
Chaim says. Chaim says, no. Chaim says it's like a shovel of violin. It's just as good as a shovel of violin.
I wouldn't touch that.
So you're still a shomer, you're still just not a shomer vis-a-vis.
He must have been asked, but it's still not muscle violin.
He calls it a shovel for violin.
It means you're finished with it.
Vis-a-vis. But not vis-a-vis the Neva Veda.
If it's Shamachinu, you're saying?
Yeah, again, the case is really good.
Yeah, but that's not, first of all, it's not the only case. The case would be, even if you hold Shamash Masla Shamachayev, right, even the Shamachinu to Shamasacha.
Right, but if you hold Pater, which is his torment inside of saying Pater.
If you hold inside of saying Pater, so you're saying he's an independent contractor, so he can do what but he can't undo the obligations he has. He can't do that because he accepted Gneva Vaveda.
Right. So returned it.
You can't swear.
What's he talking about?
That doesn't make any sense.
So that's the answer to the question. So he's saying, like Guru Gerda Shmirase, by that case, your Shomer suffering, and you give the Shomer Chim. So now you're saying, is you're still a Shomer if he's a big Neva Veda?
Yeah.
Still high for that?
Yeah, only vis-a-vis Pshia.
You're part of his Pshia.
You gave over Pshia to the Shomer Chim.
Fine. So now if it does damage, that's what we're trying to explain, right? If it does damage.
So if it does, huh?
So do you say are you off the hook because you got rid of your Shem Shomer?
Vis-a-vis Pshia.
So it doesn't damage, is that vis-a-vis Pshia? It's not
it depends.
So you're not, I mean, it's being the other guy's watching.
Oh, you mean if it does damage? In the case where it does damage, say chus mishem achinam.
In
the case where no, in the first case, where the bialim.
Oh, by nasa. There's some difference there. Right?
I don't understand something. If the shomer chinam, the shomasach passes on to a shomer, right? So if you say it can't be misalik shmiras, and you say it's also from the do it, you can't do it. So what we're saying here is you're allowed to do it. But that doesn't mean that you're not chayav for Gneva Aveda. You still chayav. That was your initial responsibility. All we're saying is Masalik Shmira. It's like a close of the bowel, and that it's what to do. Because you're trading it going to an institution. But that doesn't decrease your liability. That's a separate question.
That's a separate question.
It's what to do. That's what he's saying. It's not returning it to. It doesn't mean that it's literally returning it. It means that you're mutter to terminate your shmir by giving it to him, but that doesn't decrease your original eschivus, which you agreed to be responsible for. It's a separate question.
So
I don't want to have time to get.
Well, then again, I don't know. Did you read the Rambam ending?
No, I didn't read the Rambam. Just sounds illogically. So you can say that it's separate. It's meshiv l'baal.
You had a kasha in the Rambam.
You're saying the question is because he says it's meshiv l'baal.
You take it literally.
Yeah, Meshul Babal means simply that he's allowed to do that. That he's allowed to do that. No, he's allowed to do it.
He doesn't
he can't go to Bezdin and prevent the guy from handing it to another shomer. He's allowed to do it.
It's like Meshul Lebal. It can't stop him.
Right. His only fear not, doesn't come from the shmir, it comes from the fact that he removed himself without returning to the Bible.
Okay.
Right.
So now if somebody else has to, he transferred that return to the Bible to somebody else.
Well, it's like considered like he returned it.
So why? So how does that get back to the Bible? The Ben Das is in the Bible.
Didn't you say that the way you explained it the other day was that's considered like you're returning it. You give it to somebody, he's going to give it back to the Bible. That's like you returning it.
Yeah, because he's going to return it for you.
So you're not a
shomer
and you returned it. So you're good. You
have nothing
to do with
this
anymore.
You're not a
shomer,
you had no
chiv
to return it.
And you already did return it.
Didn't return it.
I understand the question, but how do you even explain the client? He's saying that.
He doesn't mean it literally.
He means that you're allowed to do that and you have no chiv hashomer.
Exactly.
But doesn't decrease your initial
obligation. What do you mean you're nostalgic for the rest of the Gomer? According to you, you're not nostalgic for Gomer.
No, you don't have to be a Shomer. You can't go to Bez and the
Mayor. You're not. You say you're supposed to show because you gave it a Veda.
No, you're not. You're
Well, it depends who he gave it over to.
Fine, you gave it to Shomer. So you're not nostalgic for Gomer.
He can give it to a Shomer Sachar.
Fine, but either way, you're not.
Why do you have to bring in the complication of the Shomer Chim?
The Mar brings it in. You're taking the risk. But it's always
that. The Mar says not only that.
It's the same machlokas, exact same machlokas.
But even same machlokas be Shomer Chim, Shomer Sachar.
If a Shomer Sachar gives it to Shomer Chim.
No, if a Shomer Chim gives it to Shomer Sachar.
Yeah, same machlokas.
Same machlokas.
Right.
But but you can't say that the Shomer Chinuch is going to have to pay Gneva Aveda.
No, nobody's going to pay Gneva Aveda.
You can't do that. How could you do that? It's unjust. You're
Mekabel. I hear the question.
All he's saying is that you're allowed to give it over.
That's Chelek. The Shomer Sachar is the Shomer Chinuch plus. So the chelak shom achinam shabo, he's giving over.
So what is
it? What daf is that? Baba said.
Mamavav.
Yeah, right. Mamavav. So Rashi learns the sugya there that if nothing happened, if something happened that he's pateron, so you can't say that he was a posheya because he gave it over to someone that is going to do an inferior type of shmira.
Right.
That's how Rashi learns. Like, look.
You should say it's a Pshia, you're saying.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Not.
Okay.
That's going to one of them.
You say it's your father.
Yeah.
Fine. But what does that have to do? It's not addressing this issue, though.
Which issue?
You're replying.
He's saying why it is that you're going to be pater. If Hilshon Shon Slo Shon is pater, then also he's going to be pater vis-a-vis the needs of the Hazard.
Yes.
Because he installed the Gomer, he doesn't have a Shomer anymore. So he doesn't have a dinner like Bailam.
Right.
But in the case where it's Gorei Gorei Shmirasa, then he's saying he still doesn't have a Shomer vis-a-vis Gnei Aveda. So he's not installed the Gomer, right?
No.
How can you say that he has a Shmir's call?
He's installed the Gomer vis-a-vis the Gnei Shomachim.
Oh, but vis-a-vis the Gnei, he's still not a Bailam because he still have the other din of Gnei Aveda. So he should still be
high. Alright, I guess we're stopping here. So Lashon HaRambam, that he said, what's Lashon HaRambam? That the Rambam says, because the Nizik says to the Shomer, that why didn't this long-winded Taina, why didn't you wash it yourself? Right? What is that? Arichas there. Right? See, it seems to me what the Rambam is saying is like this. The Rambam is saying that if you paskin shomer, shemasal shomer chayev, so what are you saying basically? You're saying it's a personal hischayvus to the Bible. It's not a halachah hischayvus. to personal schayes. Correct? So now the nizik, now it's true that why is it that that's why he can't do it, because the Bialim will say Akmahan Nisli Bishvua Vahlaman Nisli Bishvua. Right? Mm-hmm. Because since it's a personal relationship and you took on personally for me the Shmira, so now I have a right to say to you, since it's personal, I trust you, I don't trust the other fellow. Right? Okay, so now the Rambam is simply saying like this, that you can't say that you can't make believe that doesn't exist. It is a personal Shmira. So the Nizik has a right to say to the Shomer Rishon, since this was a personal Shmira, I have a right to use that idea of a personal Shmira to be Mechayev you for my Nizikin. Because that's objectively the concept that you are. It's true, it's because of the Tain of the Bialim. But the Tain of the Bialim reveals a framework of personal mischaivos. So therefore the Rambam is saying that the Nizik has the right to say to the Shomer, the nature of your mischaivos is a personal one. Okay, so why did you disobey? What right did you have to not carry it out personally? And therefore, since I lost money, I have a right to say that I'm going after you because you were the gaffer that was personally involved. That's what I think he said. I think, in other words, the Rambam is saying that it's true. Forget about it. It's not a matter of the taina of the Bialim to the Shomer, Atman Hamnesel. That's just a revelation of something. It's a revelation that it's not a halachic institution, it's a personal institution. So therefore, now the Nizik has a right to say, what right did you have to disregard? I'm a chai of you. For whatever reason, I want to go to you. Okay? And you can't say that I can't go to you because that was a personal shmira that you accepted upon yourself. So I have a right to use that framework of personal shmira to say to you, you're the one that owes me the money.
As opposed to Shomer Sheni,
because you had no right to give it to Shomer Sheni, because Shomer Shemosel Shomer Schayev, because it's a personal Schayevos.
In other words, you just say go to him.
Right.
Go to Shomer.
That's right.
Totally transferred it to him. So
exactly. Go to him. That's what I think the Rambam's lashon means. See, the Ravid holds he can't taina that. Because since he can't taina, atmahamnisli, the Ravid goes on to taina. So he holds that if you can't taina atmahamnisli, so then he can't, he has no. I don't understand the Ravid too well, frankly. Because what does it got? In other words, the Ravid holds he's not as baldava. Because he's not as baldavar because he can't say Angry Tony, whichever one you want to choose. Okay? But so what? But the Rambam's saying, but nevertheless, this reveals the nature of your Shmira.
He's not learning Machlokas that way.
What?
It sounds like he's not learning Machlokas that way.
Over Pine?
The Rabbit.
Oh, the Rabbit, yeah, that's right. That's what's the Rabbit, right? Exactly.
Learning it like the way, you know, saying yesterday, the way people learn it.
That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds
like. It's all together here. That's not a taina.
Right. That's what he's learning in terms of time. Exactly. That's what it sounds. That's what I would say. I mean, I'm not going to argue with Rav Chaim, but we still have a right to give a shot.
Right. We can't understand Rav Chaim, so.
Right. Exactly.
Sure, he's right, but still. Right. What does it mean? Right. It's even harder.
But I think this shot, I think, is a very good shot. Right? Because he's saying that you are personally involved here in this chayvus. And that's why, and that's why I, as a nizik, have a right to go for you. Because it's not something transferable. So you're the culprit. I think it's very good in the Rama. So how do you learn the Ravid?
So he's saying everyone agrees that it is like a transferable thing.
Right.
Since it's that a fair time now that even Sonny should be going to be out there.
Right.
We have to get the final focus.
That's right. In other words,
there's no shaykhs to this.
No shaykhs to this. Right. He's learning that everybody holds that what?
It's an objective thing that you can transfer.
They can transfer.
Right.
The only machlokas is the taina of Eretzoni.
Right. So you could say it's like a weak taina, because it's a personal thing. I don't feel right about it. Yeah, but he's a Naman, he's a kosher. Yeah. What do you mean? That's don't right. feel right about it.
Yeah, Taisvus over there says something like that. Because Taisvus says that even though he doesn't have a right to do it, there shouldn't be any Eschaivas mom.
Right. He agrees that type of thing, I don't want it.
Right.
You shouldn't violate that.
Right, you shouldn't violate
that. And create a time now.
That's right. That's right. Where's the other, where the other side holds it, what?
That's part of the Shmira. It's like if the respect is in his personal wishes.
Right.
As far as you violate that, then he has a time. He gives him a time.
Yeah, the machlokes is it a time that could be motzimah? Definitely wrong. But the question is, could it be motzi mama at such a time? That's where the rabbi was.
Right, because he said nothing to do with this. Or that mm-hmm. He's like,
that's what I think is the most better. Okay.